And then not going to do the close. We're continuing 10?
No, continuing 13.
Okay. And then what's your sign today? Are you just going to like elbow me if you want me to shut up? Oh. Hmm? Yeah. He just gave me.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my phone on.
Okay. You guys are okay. Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone having any cell phones or any other audio devices, you'll put them on silent now. It's not to disrupt the rest of the meeting. We appreciate it. If you'd stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Moving along now to item number 3, this is discussion and possible action, approval of the agenda for this date, June the 6th, 2017. Do we have any changes to make in today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Staff recommends continuing item 13, that is a potential contract with turnkey corrections to provide services in the jail. And staff also asks that you strike item 30, as there is no need for a closed session following adjournment later today.
Okay.
Strike item 30.
Yes. Any public comment regarding today's agenda? Sure. Hearing no public comment, if I can get a motion for approval of today's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda.
Second.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved in second to approve today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Still have any problems with the hearing?
We usually go through three pair of them before we get the right one. Yeah. Yeah.
Testing. Can you hear anything over there?
Yeah.
Still testing?
Yeah.
System's not working? Karen, do you want to move up here to the front? So we can get going. Karen, do you want to sit up in the front row here? Moving along now to item number 4. This is discussion and possible action. Approval of the minutes for May the 2nd, 2017. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes? Hearing nothing, get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for May 2nd, 2017.
A motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Moved in second to approve the minutes for May the 2nd, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 5. This is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to go ahead and approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Moving along right now to item number 6. This is discussion only. We'll take no action. Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 8071, board presentation. Who's handling this?
I was asked to put this on by Brian Staples, the post commander.
Okay.
I have had no contact with him.
I don't see him in attendance tonight. Okay. I'll tell you what. While we pass over it for now, and if he shows up later in the meeting, we'll come back to item number 6. Moving along now to item number 7, discussion only. We'll take no action to public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Start over here on the right side of the building with the sheriff, Sheriff Antonoro. All righty. Thank you, Sheriff. We ask Sean Griffin and Eric. Showing. Community chest, library, multiple of other. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. How are you?
Thanks for being here.
So, big thank you to all of you for coming to the groundbreaking. It was a huge success. And thanks to the paper for the great article you did. Thanks to everybody in the community. You guys really made it a special day. As you know, Pennington was there, and I think that made all the difference to see that show of support. They were the one that gave us the lion's share of the money. He could not speak on behalf of the board of directors, otherwise I would have asked him to speak, but he was very deeply honored. Received several notes from the funders. All of them are really grateful. It's going, and it's under construction. We've had great cooperation with Shaheen Beecham. They're doing a wonderful job on the building. A few days delay now until we get the soil sampled so we can put the fill back in, and then we'll do the footings and get the pad poured, and maybe pretty soon you see a metal building on the ground. So it's a big day. It's a huge day. Eric's going to give you a few updates on the other programs, but state library folks are meeting with Sandy this morning to set up both online EBSCO and CLAN, which is not what it sounds like, a centralized library automated network. I hate the acronym, but that's the way love is. So within weeks, I will be back to let you know that we will have fully online all resources. That's books, periodicals, databases, research bases, everything you could access from your phone, laptop, whatever it is, including physical books. So that's a wonderful thing. That's going to happen in days. And we save probably $5,000 by negotiating this contract. So that's great. We're getting the cooperation from Amy Geddes, who runs Lyon County Library. She's going to help Sandy catalog the books. She's committed 3 people. The State Library also has. We have huge support. Tammy Westergaard, who runs the State Library, came to the groundbreaking. I wrestled with whether or not to continue down this road because we've not received much cooperation, as you may recall. And after a lot of prodding, we finally decided to do it, and it's been a good decision, and they're going to be super helpful because we only have her part-time or three-quarter time, and that's just not enough to do all this work. Frankly, there's too much to do. So very soon, we'll have electronic access to virtually every database there is. I mean, it's more than a person can read in a lifetime. It's as much as the university has, and that's huge. So that's good stuff. And, you know, I'll keep you posted on the construction, but right now we're on track. We should, the deadline on the contract is about 2018. So we should be done by then or sooner. And we will have a huge soiree at that time. Thanks again. I really can't thank everyone enough. Jason also has been huge in stepping up with us because we've had to move dirt around to get that hole refilled. And Gilroy Marshall was great. He let us put the dirt that they pulled out on his lot. Everyone's just been really helpful. I can't thank everyone enough. So, thanks, Ron. And I want to introduce Eric Schoen, our deputy director. He's going to give you a word of wisdom this morning, too.
Okay. Well, I didn't know I was going to give you words of wisdom. Just a couple of announcements regarding our programs. A reminder that we do have case management and counseling programs. So whether it's domestic violence, substance abuse, what have you, we have counselors, we have case management staff that will help. As well, you'll see a lot of kiddos running around the park because this is the time we become really busy. The school district stands down, we stand up, and we'll have about, if last year was any indication, about three-quarters of the elementary student population enrolled in our summer program, and we start at 7 in the morning and go until 6 at night. So you'll see a lot of activity over at the park, the pool, and the community center. Thank you.
Yeah, I was at the groundbreaking ceremony. It was fun. It was, the kids put on a little show for us, the dance routine. That was pretty fun. The icing on the cake for me was root beer float.
If I knew it was that easy, I'd have started 25 years ago. I'd have come to every meeting with root beer. Pat, you know, when Pat and I talked about this, he said, let's keep this fun. You know, we do a lot of groundbreaking, so let's just keep this fun. I'm really grateful the kids put on that show.
Yeah.
That just kept it at the right elevation.
Oh, yeah.
And the root beer was perfect. So thank you, Jack.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
John. This is a great accomplishment. Going forward here. That's all the work you do. Moving on next, Stacy Gilbert, Director for Story County Senior Citizen Centers.
Good morning. I just have a quick announcement. Mike Dixon, our delivery driver, has noticed a need for fans for the seniors in their houses because it's getting hot and they can't always afford air conditioning. So we just started a fan drive. We're raising money, and if you want to purchase a new fan when you're out at Walmart, we'll take it and deliver it to a senior in need.
So that's good.
Very good. Or I assume you can take monetary donations as well, and you guys can purchase the fans that are appropriate for those citizens.
Yes, and Community Chess has offered to be a drop-off spot for fans.
Very good. Yeah,
they like the $200 fans.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Preferably.
Thanks for that, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Stacy. Moving over here on the other side, VCTC Director Tourism, Jenny Dobson. Public Works Director, Jason Van Hebel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As some of you may have noticed recently, we did pave over 6 miles, so it's open to the public. It's all paved, and we've got that put back together. I have a meeting this afternoon with Federal Highways to fine-tune a potential scope of a project. They've not said yes on anything yet, but I think we're heading in the right direction, so we may be able to get some upgrades down there in the canyon, and I'm very hopeful. So we also had paving on the parking lot on Carson Street across from the pool. There was also paving that happened yesterday down at St. Mary's, so we have a driveway and parking lot down there. That's going to be closed until hopefully Thursday, at least Wednesday, but hopefully Thursday for that to set up before it's open for traffic. I believe before the end of the fiscal year, we'll be able to get the bridge in Patrick moved over towards the Painted Rock area. I think we can get on that and get that done before the into the current fiscal year. A note that there's a parking sign in front of the courthouse that lists for hours for courthouse parking versus public parking, and that sign notoriously gets hit all the time. I'm going to try putting a ballard in there and see if that helps with the sign longevity and draws a little more attention so hopefully people aren't running into it. And I believe that'll be going in today. The pool will be open mid next week, and we had some shortages for a while for lifeguards, but mid next week we should have many lifeguards and we should be good to go for the summer. There was out in Try, Electric Avenue, part of Electric Avenue was closed to for the GID out there to expand their water line. And that has caused some additional significant traffic issues along USA Parkway and Electric Avenue. Within the next week or two, I expect that the work will be done and that road will be back open and help relieve some of that some of the traffic issues out there. So, real quick.
Okay. Any questions for Jason? Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Parking lot looks great on Carson.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does.
The fire department, Chief Nevin.
Mm-hmm.
morning. Thank you. Just a couple quick items. We did, as mentioned at last commissioner meeting, we did close the open burning, mostly affecting the Mark Twain area residents. That closed at the end of May. And subsequently, we burned that pile down there, cleaned that up. And in prepping for that, we found quite a bit of abuse of dumping in there, tires, furniture, trash. So once that pile was burned, we've closed it down, not permanently, but we're going to look at some options to see if we can curb that. Our area in the Highlands is still open for vegetation dumping, so residents are welcome for that. And the U-Call WeHaul trailers are still available to be booked through the fire department there. So, and then finally, we're going to be working with NDOT to remove some trees between the summit and 5 Mile. Some of the dead trees, remove that hazard. So probably within the next few weeks or so, you'll see that work being done. Any questions?
Jeff, great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Next up, Director of Security, Melanie Gibbs. Peter, other than no, okay. Director of Planning, Austin Osberg.
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
We're at the Comptroller's Office, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. You will be asked to approve a couple of items next week, or the next next meeting. One is augmentations for the current year. We'll be pulling a financial statement on Friday, and hopefully getting that done so you can take a look at these things early next week, at least to see what we're going to do as far as the augmentation is concerned. And this will be, there will probably be a few, understanding the weather that we've had this year with all of these things for construction and trying to repair stuff. So that will be coming up at your next meeting. The other thing you will be asked to approve is a selection for the auditor for the 17-18 fiscal year. We have three very good prospects. We're going to start the interview process next week. And we will have that decision for you for your recommendation on that day also. To give you a little update on the replacement of our automated data systems we've got, our 30-year partner that is going to go retire, this is going to be quite a little project. We have a firm called DevNet, which we met with yesterday, that's going to handle, hopefully, the assessors, the clerk treasurers, and the recorders, all of their features and functions of what they need to do for property taxes, for the most part. And then we're going to have continued meetings with various firms, which we would call our back office application, which is our vouchers, our payroll, our budgets, financials, anything ancillary to that, including business licenses, permitting. So it'll be quite a deal. I am hoping that we can get this done. Start new by January 1st of 2018. If not, it will be July 1st. And if not, hopefully July 1st of 2019. I do not want to start in the middle of the year. It's too hard for a lot of reasons. So with that, hopefully we'll get some good things done, and hopefully we'll have a new system by next year.
Any questions for Mr. Gallagher? Great. Thank you. For legal counsel, Deputy DA, Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. I just want to make one comment. Two Thursdays ago, on May 31st, we had a hearing in the Federal District Court on the question of whether or not to grant a preliminary injunction to control the Sutro Springs roadway down in Mark Twain. The judge decided that, in his view, the road is clearly what is considered an RS-2477 roadway, and so it's supposed to be open and available for public use. And what I would add is that during the course of this process, we had 44 people either sign affidavits or statements to the effect that they have been using that roadway for a long time and without any hindrance. And I was told by Tom Zachary that he could get another 100 signatures. So it is a road that has been used by the public a lot.
You want to explain the 2477 roadway? Come on.
Do you know what RS? Do you want an explanation on RS 2477 road?
Sure. Why don't you go ahead? That way, we can enlighten us in the public.
This goes back into history, but when Virginia City was first developed, mines were established, canals were put in place, ditches were put in place, and roads were used, all without benefit of any authorization from the federal government. The federal government owned all the land because they got it as a result of the Mexican-American War. There was a debate in Washington, D.C. about whether or not the federal government should charge the people that were developing mines and whatnot to obtain legal title to the items, but there was a countervailing argument saying, well, look, development will proceed better if we just give it to them. And that's the argument that ultimately won out, and so they passed the 1866 mining law, which has a provision stating that any roads that are used by the public are the public's roads, and that's all that was required. The way that the roads were accepted was by public use alone, and that's what was established to the satisfaction of the federal court, that it had been publicly used for 130 years.
And it's a 2477 road.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. D.A. Langer.
Nothing today.
County Manager Whitten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Three quick things. With the approval of the consent agenda earlier today, an item was listed on there that canceled the July 4th meeting. So your meeting schedule will have one more meeting in June, on June 20th, 2 weeks from today, and one meeting in the month of July on July 18th. For kind of a heads up, and this will mitigate itself by the end of this week, we had to make some emergency decisions between the county and the school district a few weeks back. This deals with the Louise Perry Park. Hillside School had an issue where apparently there was a problematic parent that wouldn't leave the premises, from what I was told by the superintendent. Ultimately left the premises but felt like Louise Perry was not under school control. So they picked up their act and continued on there. Todd did approach me and asked if we could consider it under the full jurisdiction and responsibility of the school district during school hours, and I consented at least till the end of the school year, which is Friday, I believe, and then we'll work from there. It typically is not used much, but apparently we had a parent in the Lockwood area upset yesterday because she took her preschooler out there to use the playground and couldn't get in. But in the interest of safety of all the kids and the staff at the school, I think we've made a prudent decision that we'll work throughout the summer and see if that needs to continue. And lastly, you may have noticed some activity at 205 South C Street. Our district attorney and sheriff's office is getting a much-needed fresh coat of paint, thanks to our painters. And as they finish that one up, hopefully before the end of the fiscal year, because that's when we had the budget, thanks to Hugh, we will also be doing a quick, smaller job on the front entryway to this courthouse as well. And that's my report, sir.
Well, great. You tell them the colors.
Thank you. The colors, after numerous debates and discussions and sampling, the color will be exactly the same as this courthouse. So.
Great. Thank you, Pat. With the clerk's office, Wendy Beckes. Nothing today? All right. That concludes the committee and staff reports. Didn't miss anybody yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll move on now to item number 8. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. Commissioner Gilman?
Nothing today, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Vice Chairman McGuffey.
Yeah, I just want to thank Public Works Department, Jason and his group are getting the parking lot done across from the pool. It looks great. It's just like this parking lot next door here. It looked like it grew in acreage once it was blacktopped. And the same way with the parking lot down there at the pool. It looks big and plenty of room. And we were able to also take advantage of having the trucks and the equipment up here, and we got going on St. Mary's Art Center. I was there yesterday afternoon. It was about, almost halfway done. But it just that much has made a big difference. It's and plus, he took down that old chain link fence and just opened it up, and it's going to look more inviting for everybody to go there. So, thank you again, Jason. Of course, the passage of the SB 57 bill, the B&T bill, went through and was signed by the governor. So, as of October 1st, we'll have a new team in there to try to make that train run more efficiently. I mean, that was the goal of the whole bill anyway. And then, let's see, I don't know how long this meeting will last, so I'll have to leave about 1:15 for a B&T emergency budget. They're trying to get their budget finalized before the run out, the deadline. So that's it.
Great. Thanks, Jack. A couple of things. Last weekend, we're into the event season, special events in Virginia City. You notice that we had the RTO participates through Virginia City. We had almost, 2,000 runners that came through Virginia City Saturday morning, started at about 4 a.m. and went on till about noon. So they bring some business into town, and plus it was the spring rally for Street Vibrations. It's not quite as large as the fall rally, but that's a three-day event in Reno, and of course the Virginia City participates in that as well. So we're pretty much kicking off to the summer tourist season, and with the weather that we've had, it's been very good. Shouldn't go without noting, the newspapers, the media hasn't done a very good job of this, but today's the 73rd anniversary of the invasion of Normandy, the D-Day invasion, so I think we should make note of that for our military that participates in that. I need to also announce, with sorrow, to announce the passing of Clifford Miller. He was a Virginia City resident, graduate of the high school here, went on to serve in the military. Was a police officer in Carson City, Capitol Police, and I think he worked security at the Carson City Nuggets. So he passed away last week, so we're sorry to see Cliff pass on. So that concludes my remarks. We'll move on now to item number 9. This is discussion only, and we'll take no action. Discussion and direction to staff regarding legislation or legislative issues proposed by legislators or by other entities permitted by the State of Nevada Legislature to submit bill draft requests or such legislative issues as may be deemed by the chairman or the board to be of critical significance to Story County. Specific bills will include SB 57, which staff has expressed full support, which Jack just went ahead and went over, and bills SB 176, SB 244, SB 314, AB 289, SB 271, AB 290, SB 356, SB 469, and AB 384. Of course, we all know that the legislature concluded last evening, and so we get a two-year reprieve, except for all the stuff they've messed up in this last session. So, County Manager Whitney, if you'd go ahead and brief us on this.
Yeah, the dust is still settling from last night, so I'm going to be very brief. I know Walker and Associates, Mary and Steve, as well as Bum, hope to participate and have an agenda item on our June 20th meeting that will specifically address all of the bills of interest. So we've talked about SB 57. Another key one for us was SB 8. This was provided for grants to help fund the body grant, the body cams that will be mandatory next year. Unfortunately, that died last night. And so now we're hopeful that a gift from somewhere will come out and say, we may have a grant program for you that you can participate in. So we're looking for that Santa Claus as we speak. SB 439 was the 5-cent diesel tax bill that also died last night due to partisan politics. And the rest of those I'm going to probably stay silent on. And when the day's done, the general consensus that I think all of us have that were involved in the process is it came out okay. Could have come out worse. There were a lot of highly detrimental bills that either got modified or died. And it was certainly an interesting session filled with partisanship, but then they came through over the weekend, I guess, and forged their peace with the budget processes and school vouchers and all that stuff. So, as you say, it's done for 2 years, except for what all the dust clears. We'll see. But don't forget, I think we had three special sessions during the interim between the 15th legislature and the 17th. So you never know. But that's my report.
Okay. Austin, did you have anything to follow up on these bills?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not going to talk a lot about all the different bills because things are still pending with Governor's veto and all that. A couple that we've been looking at with regard to employment and collective bargaining was the binding fact-finding. That was probably one of the scariest bills that existed. It was vetoed, so that did not make it. It's a financial stabilization bill that was mainly gutted, but it includes an amendment to allow unions paid work time to do their union business. That was one of the compromises that appears to be, have been made between a lot of other bills in the legislature and what the unions wanted and what the employers wanted. criminal history regarding ban the box, as most people know it, that appears to have been passed and that may get vetoed, it may not. There's a second component to that, too, is after you ban the box, then when you tell somebody you didn't hire them because of a criminal background, then you have to give them paperwork that they can sue you with. So that is what that bill was about. The out-of-network bill, there was a bill requiring that there is no out-of-network doctors, that the employer has to really subsidize the difference if someone goes to an out-of-network doctor. That appears to have died in finance, so it never got out of finance. An end fund balance reopener appears with a veto will be remain at 25% that a fact finder after collective bargaining is not subject to. Wind machines, it appears that that did move forward with the Clark County amendment that you can require special use and you can regulate them based on the historic environment or other environmental concerns. Most of the bills regarding water, especially curtailment of domestic wells as a whole, died in one way or another. And then lastly, industrial hemp appears at the time I looked was passed at the Senate, and it may move forward, but that is hemp that has no THC whatsoever to be used for rope and those sorts of things. It is something we might have to look at. That's it.
Great. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
To follow up on this, I believe it's on our next regularly scheduled meeting on the 20th that Walker & Associates will be here to give us a full rundown of all the bills that had concerns to Story County. We'll move on now to item number 10, this discussion and possible action, acceptance of renewal proposal from the Nevada Public Agency Insurance Pool and approved for payment from the fiscal year 2017-2018 funds. Representing the pool today is Mike Rubeletti, did I get that right?
Rubeletti.
And Carol Ingalls. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our pool fund are for the next year, for the fiscal year 2017-2018, is in the amount of $293,024, which is about a 7% increase of where it was, mainly due, I think, to claims responsibilities, of which probably a majority of that was what we're currently going through with FEMA, with our flooding and all that good stuff we had just right at the 1st of January. Without further ado, I'll bring up Mike if you have any questions for him, and then Carol if you have any questions for her. Mike?
You want to go first?
Ladies and four gentlemen, I guess.
Thank you. Well, no, I consider it the pleasant news versus the less pleasant news, and so I would take the less pleasant news, and Mike can do the great news. And Hugh already explained that there was a change in the premium of a 7%, which is not small, but it's not outrageous, which, of course, is the purpose of the pool, is to try to stabilize the premiums to keep from having terrible peaks and valleys. And our property values and our net operating expenses and our numbers of vehicles, all of those things are going up incrementally, not huge, but when you put them all together, it does generate the increase warranted with claims experience. Now, on the positive side, Mike's going to give you much more in-depth detail about some of the things that Pool Pack is offering above and beyond what they already do. My concern for this year was the late notification, if you will, of being able to get the renewal packages out in a timely manner. And that is being dealt with and should be taken care of. But because we're on the front end of the month, we kind of took the brunt of it. So I apologize for not being able to get you information sooner, but hopefully we will be able to address that more effectively in upcoming years. And with that, I will introduce Mike Riboletti.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak before you. And again, and to repeat what Carol was saying, we will take every steps necessary so the timing is a lot better and more efficient as far as getting the proper information. Down the road, I actually mentioned to Pat, we'd like to, since I've been involved with Pool Pack for the past about a little over a year and a half right now on the operation side, we'd like to offer the ability to come back and give you a much full detail presentation of what we do and how we do it and what really go in more detail, because in this type of presentation, it's not, you don't have the time. And we'd like to do that maybe August, September. I'll get together with Pat, and we'd love to come back and give you a full presentation to give you the more details of everything and all the moving parts that we have. So also, I'd like to thank the board and everybody in Virginia City on maintaining your historic buildings. It's always been a passion of mine, being with Eureka for many, many decades, and all the efforts that we took to maintain our historic buildings and everything that you identify with in the old historic towns. So thank you very much. I know your efforts. I kind of keep track with, you know, the old opera house and all the other things, so I really, really appreciate it on a personal basis. I'm just going to give you some highlights on some of the prevention and all of the positive things that we try to do through loss control. And again, I'm not going to try not to take up much of your time, and I'm just going to mention these. So if you have any questions, please interrupt me. But if also, again, I'd like to go in greater detail when we come back and give you a full presentation, because I don't think we've done that for many years. So we have our risk management grants through our loss control committee. And again, July 18th, we're going to have a loss control committee work session. And in this work session, one of the topics that I can see that's going to be on that is going to be body cams, because we have a very extensive grant program. Our focus over the years has been on Striker lift devices to help prevent lower back injuries and stuff for the EMTs and the emergency services. So the body cams are going to be on that agenda now. So we'll do what we can. Maybe we can do something with that, but I don't want to speak for the committee until we actually do that. I'm not Santa Claus, but maybe we definitely can help. And we gave out a lot of grants this year, and we continue to do that. So definitely that's going to be on the top of the agenda. So we have online e-learning safety courses. That's through our that's helped with our PRI, which is our human resource. You do have an assigned representative that helps you with all human resource matters and the legal aspects behind it. We have our and again, these are all at no cost. You know, this is all part of our program. So site safety inspections include playground and park safety surveys, workstation evaluations, confined space assessments, facility surveys, fire extinguisher education, respiratory fit testing and education for the first responders, CPR first aid education and training, accident investigation training, back safety and lifting, defensive and distracted driver education, workplace violence, and PPE training, emergency preparedness, OSHA compliance training, and safety program and committee training and loss control excellence program. We also have a wellness and health education training through diet, nutrition program control, cardiovascular disease and lung health through our law enforcement through the specialty health, stress management, weight, and workforce project. We are in the process of doing swim pool inspections with, on behalf of our entities, which has been a valuable and very well-received program with that. We are tied in with the law enforcement training that is through PACT, and we are offering, there's a, I'll be in contact with your sheriff here after the meeting, probably by emails, and we have a program next, just by next month, hopefully another training that will be for the law enforcement. And we're willing to put on any, if they have a special situation or something that they need training, we're willing to sponsor that too. And we have sponsored many in the past. One of the things that I would, the cyber, we have a cyber prevention program and assessment, and I'll be part of contact with Pat as arranging this for Story County. So far we have done cyber assessment. We have a specialist that's out of Nashville. His name is Tony Rusi. He's an excellent cyber professional, a lot of military experience in the intelligence community, very well known within FBI and different Homeland Security and other agencies. And we're, and this has been, I've been spearheading this project, but so far we've done Churchill, Lyon County. We will be doing Humboldt in the city of Winnemucca here shortly. And we're working directly with the Sheriff's Department and the county. So we're going through all of the policies. So, again, we're hoping to incorporate Story County within the next 6 months. We'll be in contact with, for doing that. And that's a very extensive assessment. And so, again, that's a, my we're providing that as a grant. So, with that, I'll leave that. I know you have a very extensive agenda. I was very impressed with your agenda, so I appreciate what you do. And I'll answer any questions if you have any.
Please, I'd request that Poolpack perhaps submit your recommendations in writing to the county for the commission. And that way we'd have kind of a punch list to look at to be aware of and be able to assist perhaps in some of the loss control issues.
Yes, and that's why I offered to come back, so we'd have the ability to have some time to actually talk a bit more, like in a work session, so you actually can, we can have that interface of what we're doing and what maybe you have done in the past and what you like to do, and that's something that I'd like, that's I've been pushing to do.
I agree.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, sir. I'd be looking for some kind of a list of your recommendations.
I will email this list that I just presented to you to Pat when I get back to the office, and he'll distribute to you. Would that be sufficient?
Thank you.
Thank you.
May I add something?
Yeah.
Mike mentioned that I've only been with Pool for a year and a half, I think, and then softly included the word operationally. You also heard Mike mention Eureka and decades of service to the citizens of not only of Eureka, but all of Nevada through helping us with the pool and the pact. I've seen Mike at some of the most bizarre places like basketball games and Spanish Springs. You name it, Mike's been around and done that, and it was a truly a great acquisition by the pool and pact to acquire Mike on staff. I mean, he's just been phenomenal to work with. So.
Thank you, Pat.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And again, I echo, I say this probably every year, what we get from Pool Impact, and I'm going to single out Pool specifically through their HR consulting and everything else, what we get through the pool is just immeasurable in terms of what it's worth. It's worth way more than going to an outside insurance company and saying, here's our premium, you know, we're covered. So, great service.
Thank you.
So, do we have any public comment regarding this agenda item? Do we have any questions? Okay. At this point, I guess we'll go ahead and look for a motion to approve this. We need an exact amount for this.
$293.
Do you have that, Mr. Gallagher? Okay. If I can get a motion to go ahead and approve payment in the amount of $293,024 in annual premium for pool.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion to make the payments to the pool pack for the amount of $293,024.
Second.
We move in second to go ahead and approve the renewal from Nevada Public Agency Insurance Pool. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great. Mike, Carol, thank you for coming up today. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
I forgot to give you the
session. 5 minutes? Right. Okay. We'll go ahead and take about a 5-minute recess.